When Chekhov saw the long winter, he saw a winter bleak and dark and bereft of hope. Yet we know that winter is just another step in the cycle of life. But standing here among the people of Punxsutawney and basking in the warmth of their hearths and hearts, I couldn't imagine a better fate than a long and lustrous winter.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, February 2nd, 2018. Today is a holiday like no other. Schools are open almost everywhere. Banks are open, too, and the mail is delivered. It's Groundhog Day, celebrated every year on February 2nd, at least in the United States and Canada. According to folklore, if it's cloudy when the groundhog emerges from its burrow, then spring will come early. If it's sunny, then the groundhog, apparently a hopeless coward, will be frightened by his own shadow and retreat into the safety of his den, and the winter weather will persist for 6 more weeks. Modern observance of the holiday involves celebrations where otherwise sensible people get up very early in the morning and gather to await the sunrise and watch the groundhog as he emerges from his hideaway. The whole thing is usually forced, because few groundhogs awake right on time, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Often they have to be dragged into the daylight by intrepid souls who are willing to risk a painful bite. In southeastern Pennsylvania, Groundhog Day is a grand social event where food is served, speeches are made, and folksy entertainment is provided. The Pennsylvania German dialect is the only language permitted for the day, and those who speak English pay a fine, usually a nickel, a dime, or a quarter per word, tossed into a bowl in the center of the table. It's all in fun, of course, and no one gets upset except the groundhog himself, who would rather be sleeping. The largest Groundhog Day celebration in the United States is held in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, where as many as 40,000 people gather to greet Punxsutawney Phil, who is surely the most famous groundhog in the world. Groundhog Day had been a widely recognized and popular tradition in Punxsutawney for more than a century, but in 1993 it went viral with Bill Murray's hilarious film Groundhog Day.
1,000 people freezing their butts off waiting to worship a rat. What a hype. Groundhog Day used to mean something in this town. They used to pull the hog out and they used to eat it. You're hypocrites, all of you.
All of this groundhog hoopla can be traced to folk customs in Pennsylvania in the 18th and 19th centuries, but its origins probably lie in ancient European weather lore, in which a badger or sacred bear stands in for the groundhog as a weather forecaster. Since badgers and bears are much tougher to handle, the folks who created all of this fuss probably opted for the cuter, possibly more cuddly groundhog, who is, after all, just an overgrown ground squirrel. Just how accurate is the groundhog as a weather prophet? Well, according to Groundhog Day organizers, Phil and his cousins get it right 75% to 90% of the time. But a more scientific study from Canada cuts that down to only 37 to 39%. Funny as it is, Bill Murray's movie does make a serious statement. His self-absorbed character is forced to relive the day over and over again until he can learn to give up his selfishness and become a better person. In popular culture, the phrase Groundhog Day has come to represent going through a phenomenon over and over again until one spiritually transcends it. Well, let's hope you're more successful than the fictional Phil Connors, who lamented, "Well, what if there is no tomorrow? There wasn't one today." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 2nd, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.